Princeton University Press Audio presents Algorithms for the People, Democracy in the Age of AI, by Josh Simons, read by Terry Schnaubelt. Introduction. We definitely oversample the poor, explains Aaron Dalton, deputy director of the Data Analysis Department in Allegheny County, Pennsylvania. All of the data systems we have are biased. We still think this data can be helpful in protecting kids. Aaron is describing the Children, Youth, and Families, or CYF, Office's Allegheny Family Screening Tool, or AFST. This machine learning algorithm mines a database to predict the risk of a child suffering abuse or neglect, producing a score from 1, lowest risk, to 20, highest risk. When CYF receives a call reporting possible abuse, a caseworker notes down the details and performs a screening on AFST. If the risk is deemed high enough, a social worker is sent to the child's home. The stakes are high. 1 in 4 children experience some form of abuse or neglect in their lifetime. Almost 2,000 die across the country every year. Allegheny County wanted to use its impressive, integrated database to reduce the number of cases of violent maltreatment that were reported but mistakenly ignored, and to tackle stubborn racial disparities in child welfare provision. Over several years, with exemplary care and consideration, the county engaged some of the world's best computer scientists, brought in local stakeholders and community leaders, and commissioned regular technical and ethical reviews. And yet, AFST still seemed to replicate patterns of racial and economic inequality, disproportionately subjecting poorer African-American families to unwanted and often unnecessary supervision. In Allegheny County, 38% of all calls to the maltreatment hotline concern Black children, double the expected rate based on their population. 8 in every 1,000 Black children have been placed outside their home, compared to 1.7 in every 1,000 white children. As one mother explains, frequent visits from investigating authorities can be frustrating. "Why are you so angry?" they ask me. "Because I am tired of you being here. Leave me alone. I'm trying to get you to go away. We want you to go away." As more of our physical world is converted into numerical data, and more of our behavior is measured, recorded, and predicted, institutions will have strong incentives to widen the range of decisions supported or supplanted by predictive tools, imperceptibly narrowing the spheres in which judgment, empathy, and creativity are exercised and encouraged. As AFST has been fed more data, the accuracy with which it predicts bad outcomes has steadily increased. "Getting them to trust," explains Aaron Dalton, "that a computer screen is telling them something real is a process." Caseworkers are now given less scope to exercise professional judgment and ignore AFST's risk predictions. In the real world, the design and use of predictive tools like AFST is often messier, more confused, and much less glamorous than the utopian or dystopian visions of AI in movies or novels. Officials find themselves frustrated by poor quality data and the need to direct technical choices they do not fully understand. Computer scientists feel confused by vague rules and laws and are acutely aware that building predictive tools involves moral and political choices they are not equipped to make. Citizens subject to their predictions feel disempowered by predictive tools, unable to understand or influence their inner logic. Although you cannot always teach people how you want to be treated, as Pamela Simmons explains of child welfare services, sometimes you can change their opinion. As she points out, there's the opportunity to fix it with a person, whereas with AFST, you can't fix that number. 3 important gaps often fuel these feelings of frustration, confusion, and disempowerment. There is an experience gap between those who build predictive tools and those who use them to make decisions. Computer scientists rarely know what it is like to make decisions as a social worker or police officer, as a judge or parole board, as a content moderator or campaign manager. The accountability gap between those in positions of responsibility and those who actually design predictive tools leaves those with responsibility.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?